I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy.
Heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me,
"Republic." Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, so we are attempting to connect with a JFK assassination researcher. Happens to live in France, so we don't happen to have his direct phone number. To reach out to. We have not been able to connect. I just sent him some information back and forth, so that's why it's taken a few minutes to get this up and running. Darn, that stinks, but we'll survive and we'll go. So, should we not have that person call in, we will have open lines. But let's get this show off the first hour to the best start that we can, and then the second hour, we're going to have John Knox of LAA, or of Firefighters for Freedom. He's an LA firefighter and a 911 dispatcher and responder. So Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6. So let me back up even a little further. Today is November 19th, 2022. My show goes from 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central, and we are happy to have you here. If we have listeners out there in listener land that want to call in, I cannot guarantee you we will take your call if you don't call in now. So there is a few people that have reached out to me and said, hey, I want to call in. Now's the time to do it because, like I said, I do not know that I will be taking your call on just any subject that you want. And feel free to call in. So the call-in line is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. The call-in toll-free number, if you're minute-challenged, is 800-313-9443. Also, a great way to interact with me is on Twitter. My Twitter handle is TalkWithJohn1. That's Talk with J-O-N-1. It's a great way to interact with me when either I am on the air or not on the air. That's a great way to communicate and chat with me. Look forward, folks. So I'm doing a little bit of a punt. In fact, I was in communications with that individual just a few moments ago over email. Too bad the email system and the Skype system don't just match up perfectly. But we will see what we can do to get him on and have him join us, and that would be great. I want to make sure that I do one thing. And typing this information one more time to that individual. So hopefully we get this solved. And another thing I'm going to do real quickly is we may have been given bad information. That wouldn't surprise me. Okay, great. Sounds like we may have it according to Sam. So Sam, I'm going to say he more than earns his money right now on doing the production job. And he goes, I think we may have him. And Sam, that happens to be his email address as well. So let's go ahead and just start with a few things and a few topics that I do have prepared in case we had this happen and it come down the path. So I want to bring up, Trump rips into Mitch McConnell for funding rhinos, caving to the Dems, and Trump says he's the worst.
Hello.
Hello. Well, then. So hello, John. How you doing? Let me finish this thought real quick. Forgive me. Okay. Sure. So the bottom line is, the question is, who do you blame most for the Republicans not getting the Senate? Democrats? Or excuse me. Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell had a lot more money that was supposed to go to helping Republicans running for Senate. He took a bunch of money away from Arizona, where a key state was, a key battleground, and gave it up to his buddy in Alaska, who was a rhino, and gave her a bunch of money. A Republican was going to win that. So my opinion to Mitch McConnell in any way, shape, or form, your money was wasted. All right, so now let's pivot back. It just happens to be the weekend before the anniversary of the shooting of John F. Kennedy. And right now I have joining me, you know what? I'm not even going to attempt to say your name. A gentleman from France. So will you please share with us how to say your name properly? Because
okay, I'll say it with an American accent. Okay.
Okay.
No, Laurent Guyenot. Laurent Guyeno. Well, you can call me Laurent. Laurent Guyeno.
Okay, Laurent. So you have written a book. So a number of my listeners are familiar with the Final Judgment by,
okay,
I believe it's Michael Collins Piper.
That's right.
And I came across the information of your book by another gentleman, from another gentleman at the Red Pill Expo. And okay, he said, your book picks up where some of the questions from Michael Collins Piper's book, there was a few questions that he said, I cannot answer these specific questions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he said, your book picks up and takes it from where that information was unknown at the time. So let me say this, and then I'm going to just, please tell us the name of your book, and okay, we'll go about how you came to get the information of your book. But your book is about the JFK shooting, assassination. Now, I have been well informed by my media, what should we call them? Media better, supposedly, the mainstream media, that anybody who thinks that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't do it on his own, all by himself, without any help, and made those shots, is a conspiracy theorist. And for anybody to think otherwise is a conspiracy theory, and I probably should be thrown in some form of thought police jail. But that is what I've been well informed. The shot came from the back of the head, and grassy knoll, don't look there. And, you know, Johnson's hands are totally clean. And so let's just start there. So, Laurette, if you will share with us the name of your book, and let's go from there.
Okay. Yeah, let me tell you, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Right now I'm wearing a T-shirt saying conspiracy theorist. Yeah, I mean, this term is getting so ridiculous. So there are conspiracies everywhere. So, yeah, the title of my book is The Unspoken Kennedy Truth. And maybe I can explain. I explained the title, why I chose this title in the introduction. It's kind of an ironic twist on the title of James Douglas's book, JFK and the Unspeakable, which is a great book. And it was a book that really made me fascinated with the Kennedy story. And I think, you know, most of the people listening to us probably are familiar with this book. I recommend it. But there is a huge blind spot in this book. And ironically, you know, what is not spoken in this book is really the truly unspeakable, which is the Israeli trail. You know, the word, the name of Israel does not appear in James Douglas' book, although it's a great book because he really shows very clearly that Kennedy was...
Forgive me. We have the commercial break coming up, so pick it up on the other side. We'll talk about the name unspoken. So,
all right,
the other side of this break, we'll get to it. Okay. This is Talk with John on Republic Broadcasting Network.
I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. And right now I have Larnett. And
almost right. Laurent.
Laurent?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm not even going to try to say the last part of your last
name. It's like
name.
Lawrence, you know. You can call me Lawrence if you want, or Larry.
You'll go just about by anything. And then, so, Laurent?
Yeah.
Got it? Did I get it that time?
Yep, you did.
Laurent, and he has actually a couple books. Let's see, From Yahweh to Zion, is that yours as well?
It is, yes.
And JFK to 9/11, 50 years after the deep, 50 years of deep state.
Yes, that's right. And that was my first conspiracy book.
And then you fit right in with me, I'll tell you that much. Then The Unspoken Kennedy Truth is your latest book in 2021. Okay. And kind of my saying is, if there isn't a conspiracy, there's a conspiracy that there isn't a conspiracy about the conspiracy. So
yeah.
Let's get back into it. The question I asked was, you when I came across a gentleman that was talking about your book, he shared that your book picked up where Michael Collins' Piper book mm-hmm. left off. So
somehow. What,
there were a few questions that he wasn't quite able to answer because he didn't have the information. Mm-hmm. So where does your book pick up?
Well, my book somehow is dedicated, by the way, to Michael Collins Piper, because I feel he was the pioneer in this line of inquiry into the JFK assassination, so I owe him a lot. My book is much smaller, so I try to synthesize a lot of things, because Piper's book is really big, and it got bigger every year. You know, the last edition, I don't know, must be about 700 pages. Mine is only about 120 pages or something, 140. So what I try to do is, you know, to get to the main points, to put the main dots and connect the dots, you know, and don't get into any aspect which is not really strongly documented or directly connected to the issue. So I'm trying to show that the main culprit in JFK's assassination is basically Israel, which you can understand in different way, but basically a Zionist network inside the United States. But another thing about my book, which makes it different from Piper's book, is that it's about the Kennedys, not only about John Kennedy. So my first chapter is about Robert Kennedy. Then I have also a chapter about Joe Kennedy, the father, because I try to show that, you know, to understand the Kennedys, the Kennedy brothers, you have to understand the whole family. It's a dynasty, you know, it's a family, and the father, the patriarch, was very strongly influential in the mentality of the brothers. So if you want to understand what Kennedy was trying to do and why he was killed and why his brother was killed, then you have to understand, you know, the political philosophy and the history of the father. And then I also have a chapter about the son, John Kennedy Jr., who died in 1999. And there is a strong suspicion that I'm quite convinced he was murdered, he was assassinated. And at least there is a lot of evidence that there was a big cover-up about the circumstances of his death, and he was just getting into politics. And so, you know, it's about the whole story of the Kennedys. And it's important to at least show that there is a strong connection between the two assassinations of the Kennedy brothers. And strangely, you know, they are not often studied together. But in fact, it's when you connect the two that you get a clearer idea of who is behind. So you know, well, that's how I can present my book, the Kennedy, the unspoken Kennedy truth.
So, if I understand correctly, and I watched the documentary that was shared with me,
okay,
you tie in your mind there's actually like three major Kennedy deaths. And I'm going to say also a Kennedy cover. Well, yep. Kennedy cover up after JFK's death.
Mm-hmm.
So there's JFK's death in Dallas. There is Bobby Kennedy's death, if I remember correctly, it was in California.
In Los Angeles, yes, 1968.
And then there was, I'm going to throw in, there was a cover up of their brother Teddy.
Yeah. The third brother, yes, you know, I don't have a chapter on that. He was, you know, he was involved in some strange accident, and that kind of killed his political future as a presidential candidate. But yeah, that's probably connected. Then, but I didn't really get into that story, Ted Kennedy. Yeah,
and then JFK Jr. had his magazine up and running. It actually was starting to gain steam. He was gaining steam, obviously an incredibly handsome man, seemed to be well-polished, had great charisma, just like his father, seemed to be a chip off the old block. In fact, I would say maybe even more. And then I'm going to tie all of those together after the bottom of the hour break.
Okay.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I think you're crazy.
Public Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John, and I am your host, John. Kind of funny how that works on Republic Broadcasting. We right now, we'll get back into it. We are talking to a fascinating individual. He has written a book that is JFK, the Unspoken Kennedy, about JFK Jr. and the Kennedys. It's called The Unspoken Kennedy Truth.
Yep.
So, what I was saying is if I understand correctly, you kind of mentioned that all three there's 4 deaths in the Kennedy family that really stick out to me. JFK, actual murder, Bobby's murder.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Kennedy happened to have a young woman die with him in his car.
Yep.
And JFK Jr. died. Question is it murder? Was it not? Who happened to be president at that time. So kind of interesting. So Ted Kennedy, my opinion was that was kind of their way of taking care of him to keep him to shut up and not say anything. But JFK and Bobby was going to blow off the lid of the JFK assassination, in my opinion. Yeah. And then JFK Jr. was looking at a senatorial run in the late 90s or 2000s. He was looking to get into politics and probably was going to do very well.
Yeah.
It looked like he was the front runner, and there just happened to be someone in office by the name of Bill Clinton, and his wife was looking to run for Senate.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So as I was saying, the main point, the main thread in my book is to try to connect all those affairs. And actually, my first chapter is about Robert Kennedy, because we know this has been shown by, in particular, by the author of the book Brothers, David Talbot. You know, he showed very clearly that Robert Kennedy, you know, intended to reopen the investigation. He never believed in the Warren Commission report. And as soon as he would have gotten into the White House, he would have reopened the investigation. And so there is a logical hypothesis to make, you know, that he was murdered because by the same people who had murdered his brother 5 years before, because they, of course, did not want him to reopen the investigation and also to continue the policy of his brother. So, you know, it's interesting to look into the assassination of Robert Kennedy, which is very mysterious. And even his son today, Robert Kennedy Jr., has been questioning for almost a decade now the conclusion of the investigation, the FBI investigation on his father's death. So many people have concluded that Siran, who has been indicted for that assassination, in fact did not kill Robert Kennedy. He shot Robert Kennedy, but probably he did not, his gun, his bullets did not even reach Robert Kennedy, and there was another shooter. So that's a complicated story, but just to make the point that if we start from Robert Kennedy, then we get a clue on who we get already some kind of profile of the assassins, because, you know, the people who killed Robert Kennedy managed to create the story that he was killed by a Palestinian who hated Israel. And supposedly Siran killed Robert Kennedy because supposedly Robert Kennedy was too much pro-Israel, which he was not, of course. No Kennedy has ever been very much pro-Israel. They all had a reputation not to like the Jewish community very much, and not to be liked by them very much. So, the question becomes, if Robert Kennedy had reopened the investigation, then what would he have found? And that's my second chapter then about JFK Kennedy. And then that's where I pick up from Michael Collins Piper, who killed John F. Kennedy. So if you want, I can summarize Piper's theory and then, you know, how I build up around that, but, you want to get into it?
Yes, please. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, Michael Collins Piper made the point that, in the 1990s, we learned, it became public knowledge that John Kennedy, at the end of 1963, was engaged into a strong conflict with David Ben-Gurion, the prime minister of Israel, who wanted absolutely to get the nuclear bomb. And so this was, you know, they created this fake factory of Dimona, which was a nuclear factory to create nuclear weapons. And John Kennedy, as James Douglas, whom I mentioned earlier, showed very clearly, his mission in life, you know, his primary goal very clearly was to abolish nuclear weapons. Possibly to disarm, you know, to abolish weapons of mass destruction, but starting with a nuclear weapon, he was absolutely horrified by that, and he had made it his goal, his primary goal, to disarm the world of nuclear weapons. So, strangely, James Douglas, who really shows this very clearly, never mentioned that actually the biggest problem of Kennedy was Israel, who absolutely wanted to get the nuclear weapon. And so there was a stalemate, you know, it was non-negotiable from the point of David Ben-Gurion, who saw it as a necessity for the survival of his country. He thought, you know, if Israel doesn't get the nuclear weapon, then Arab countries around Israel will destroy his country. So, and on the other hand, it was also absolutely not acceptable for Kennedy to let Israel get the bomb. But this was not known at the time. It became now public knowledge in the 1990s. And that was I think, the epiphany for Michael Collins Piper, who really showed that, this was the motive of Israel. But of course, he also showed there's a lot of evidence that Israel didn't have only the motive, but actually the opportunity and the means, and that everything around the Kennedy assassination have the fingerprints of Israel, starting, for example, with Jack Ruby, because we don't know who killed John Kennedy. We don't know who pulled the trigger, but we know who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And his name, he's known as Jack Ruby, but very few people know his real name. His real name was Jacob Leon Rubinstein. And people have heard a lot about Jack Ruby being connected to the Chicago Mafia, but in fact, he was connected to the Jewish underworld, which was connected very strongly to the Irgun. You know, so it was a kind of a terrorist network in the United States involved in weapons, smuggling weapons to Israel, and so on. So the profile of Jack Ruby is one piece of evidence, and there are many others. Lyndon Johnson's connection to Israel is another strong element in the case. And I have one chapter on Lyndon Johnson. And again, about Lyndon Johnson, we also know a lot more today. In fact, there are quite a lot of newspaper articles in Israel today praising Lyndon Johnson for having been the best president, the best U.S. president that Israel ever had. You know, he completely reversed Kennedy's policy in the Middle East, and he transformed America into a pro-Israel country from the point of view of foreign policy. This was not visible at the time. People did not know that something really changed dramatically when Johnson took over the presidency. But today things are becoming quite clear. So, you know, there's the case against Israel is really building up. And today I think it's getting very clear. So that's what I try to show in my book in the most concise way as I could.
Okay. So there's a lot of people that have, there are kind of like three theories. The theory that the government took out, and some of them, a couple of them combined together when it comes to the JFK assassination, is that the government took him out. It was his security detail was pulled off the trail car. In fact, there is the first black Secret Service agent that was totally devoted to JFK was pulled off his I believe it was the trailing car at the airport, and there's video of them raising their hands being like, what the crap's going on? Then so there's people that come up with the theory of so somehow a government cabal. Then the next one, main next one is that they believe that it was the mafia, because there'd been some, well, back in Chicago and a few other places during the run for president, there'd been some dirty deals done by the Kennedy family to get John Kennedy in. And then the third one that has been floated around also is Israel. So one of the big problems that I have in my head just totally buying into the Israel position is Israel doesn't have anybody in, and you are drawing a little bit of a point, but in general, the government is run by Americans and by supposedly people that are Christian. How does Israel have the power to not only pull this off, but to get away with it? And you're starting to mention that a little bit with Johnson, but that is the pushback that we would get. And let me ask you this: are you willing to take a couple of calls before we're done?
Sure, but can okay. I first answer?
Oh, please.
Something, yes.
Please do so.
You know, there are many, you know, dozens of theories, as you said, and the question, for example, the mafia is, of course, in some way, the mafia might have been involved, you know, and they might have been paid to hire some snipers or whatever. But the question is, who had the power to cover this up for 50 years,
right.
You know, and I don't remember which Kennedy researcher said, well, if the mafia had the power to cover it up for 50 years, then let's call the U.S. government the mafia, because yeah. There's no more difference. But, you know, in my opinion, there are three serious theories. There's, you know, the CIA, Pentagon, or whatever, some kind of government network in the United States, okay? This is the most classic theory from 1964, from Mark Lane was one of the first to, write about this theory. So this is the most well-known theory. The CIA killed Kennedy somehow. The second theory, which also came out in the very early days, especially in Texas, was Lyndon Johnson did it, because of course he was the prime suspect. And that theory has been beating up quite a lot, and recently the best books about that is by Philip Nelson. He wrote the book LBJ, The Mastermind, and he made a very strong case that Johnson was probably the mastermind. In any case, those who killed Kennedy, those who orchestrated his assassination, only did it because they knew Johnson would cover them. You know, we cannot get around, you know, Lyndon Johnson. It doesn't make any sense to say, well, you know, he was not involved, because he was the prime
he benefited
coverer.
Most.
He benefited most because he had wanted to be president all his life, and also he was the key person to cover up, to stop any investigation in Dallas, in the FBI, everywhere. But if you study who was Lyndon Johnson, then you get a very strong connection with Israel, because I document a lot in my book. I have a chapter on Lyndon Johnson, and Lyndon Johnson's connection with Israel was tremendous. And if you think about the assassination of John Kennedy as a coup d'etat, then you have to look at what changed. And there's basically only one thing that changed, you know, from Kennedy to Lyndon Johnson, which was not visible at the time, as I said, but which now is very, very easy to see. It was the foreign policy. Basically, Kennedy was a pro-Arab president. He was an admirer of Nasser. He was a protector of Nasser. And that was a huge problem for Israel, because if Kennedy was pro-Nasser and Khrushchev was pro Nasser too, because the Soviet Union were anti-colonialist, so they supported the Arab nationalism and Nasser's pan-Arab ideology. So Israel was feeling like almost panicked at the prospect of the Cold War ending by John Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev somehow ending the Cold War, forcing the world to ban nuclear weapons, and forcing Israel to give up its program of nuclear weapons. So there was all kinds of situation that made it almost absolutely necessary for Israel to get rid of Kennedy and to put Johnson in place. So the purpose was not just to get rid of Kennedy. The purpose was also to put Johnson in the White House. So
it makes sense why they would want to take out Bobby, because Bobby would have reopened the case.
Yeah.
Roughly, you know, JFK or John F. Kennedy Jr. could not have been president for a few years. Well, right around how old was he when he died? Was he 36?
He was 39, I think. He was born in 1960. He was born when, you know, the first year of John Kennedy. He was born
yes.
in the White House somehow.
So he was old enough to be president at the time. So he was probably just coming into his peak years to be president.
I think he would not have run for president before you know, maybe 8 years, but he would have started by trying to become governor of New York or mayor of New York, whatever. And then he, you know, as soon as he would have entered politics, he would have aimed for the presidency, but, you know, but the point, I think, is that it would have been very difficult to kill him after he had announced his political ambition. But in 1999, you know, he did not make any public announce yet. We have a lot of testimonies from his friends who said, well, he was just about to do it, but he didn't do it. So it was easy for the mainstream media to say, oh, you know, he had no political ambition. He died. How sad. But we don't know what he would have wanted to do. But in fact, we do know.
Okay, let's continue that thought process on JFK Jr. right on the other side of this break.
Okay.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. So much space.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. I have a guest joining me right now that has written a fascinating book, actually several fascinating books, but his most recent book is The Unspoken Kennedy Truth. And he ties all of the JFK, obviously the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, mm-hmm. Bobby Kennedy, and the death of JFK Jr. all as one collective group of murders, all intertwining and all having to do with one another. And so we were just finishing the thought on the JFK Jr. death. So please.
Yeah, Martin. Well, to finish up with John Kennedy Jr., I think there are two important things you have to know about John Kennedy Jr. One thing is that he was just about to enter politics in 1999 when he died, and he would have run for mayor or governor of New York. And as you mentioned, you know, Hillary Clinton was positioned to become, for one of these jobs. So. But the other thing important to understand about John Kennedy Jr. is that he was very knowledgeable about research on his father's death, and he had been educated by his mother in the love and admiration of his father. He knew a lot about, you know, what had been all the investigations about his father's death. In fact, Michael Collins Piper said that he sent him a note. Showing he had read his book. And in fact, if you read his magazine, George, it was the most conspiracy-oriented magazine. There's never been a magazine more into conspiracy theories. He published a conspiracy issue, a special issue on conspiracy, with an interview by Oliver Stone about his film JFK. So, you know, it's a little bit like JFK's brother, who would have reopened the investigation. There is no doubt that if John had, you know, got into politics and reached the presidency, there is no doubt he would have reopened the investigation too. You know, so the two profile of JFK's brother and JFK's son, you know, is very similar. That's why the motive is very identical, in fact.
Okay, thank you. So let's get to this caller real quick. Ed in Utah, you've got basically probably not even a minute. Forgive us, but your thoughts, your question for our guest.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, John. Good show. And Laurent, you would be doing the memory proud of Michael Collins Piper. Real quick, keep in mind, John, the ownership, we had three major networks in America at that time, CBS, owned by William Paley, a Jew. ABC, the Goldensons. NBC, the Sarnoffs, who stole the patent from Fellowby Farnsworth up here in Idaho. So you have that in the background. You have Golda Meir, then Israeli diplomat, who referred to Lyndon Johnson as our little Texas friend. And if you recall, back in the 50s, Johnson sided with Israel in the Suez Canal crisis. Senator John F. Kennedy sided with the Arabs. So when you take in together the work that this great man, Laurent, is doing, couple that with the American Free Press newspaper, and by the way, John, that's where people find these kind of books, what Laurent is doing, and Final Judgment by Michael Piper and the work of Mark Lane, who was once the attorney for the American Free Press newspaper back when they were the spotlight newspaper. What a show.
Wonderful. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much, Larnett, for joining us. Folks, get on the internet, go to Amazon, and look for The Unspoken Kennedy Truth. You've just listened to the author of the book here on Talk with John. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, John.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.